Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Right now at 4:30, family and friends prepare to come together as a search enters week three for a missing Moore County woman. What we're now learning from investigators about Alicia Watts' boyfriend and his connection to the case.
And today we have a level one severe risk in place for our region. Coming up, the timeline, we can see showers and thunderstorms develop again this afternoon. And it's August 1st, and that means changes to food assistance benefits for millions of people across North Carolina. We'll explain what you can and can't do now. It is 4:30, and we definitely can enjoy cooler temperatures, right? Still warm, though, in the 80s, but we'll take it. Good morning, everyone. It's 4:30. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, if you were underneath some of those showers for our severe level one risk yesterday, you got dumped on with some rain, no doubt. And here we are back again. Peter Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with that risk again today.
Yeah, when you have an atmosphere that's just charged with a lot of moisture, yes, there's the potential we can see a lot of rain come down in a short amount of time. We also have the potential of seeing some damaging wind speeds where all those counties under that level one severe risk. It does include the triangle areas towards the south and east. Let's go ahead and take a look at what we can expect as we head throughout the day. And I do want to go ahead and show you this because we are likely to see dry conditions for this morning, and those dry conditions will be accompanied by some cloud cover. And as we head into the afternoon, that's when we're going to see that better chance of those showers and thunderstorms developing. You can see this is around 12 o'clock. We're starting to see some of them pop. That is going to continue to grow in coverage, especially across the triangle and areas to the south. Those storms are going to move towards the south and east. Winds filtering in out of the north, and that northerly flow that we're going to see overnight into tomorrow will allow us to see a more comfortable air mass as we head into Wednesday. So here's a live look at Goldsboro this morning. We're seeing a dry conditions right now. They're 66 degrees, 69 in Raleigh and Durham. And by the afternoon, we are going to see those temperatures gradually heat up. And it is going to be one of those hot days where we are going to see those highs in the upper 80s. But it's just not going to be as hot as we've seen it here in North Carolina.
PETA, thanks. Two men are in the hospital this morning fighting for their lives after shooting in southern Wake County. The shooting happened just after 7 last night on Panther Lake Road in Willow Spring. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was there. A sheriff's deputies, fire crews, state troopers, and animal control all worked the scene. Authorities took one man away in handcuffs, and they say there is no threat to the community. We're working to learn more about who was shot and the suspect.
Tonight, family and friends of a Moore County woman who vanished more than 2 weeks ago will gather for a vigil. Alicia Watts was last seen July 16th, and we're now learning more about the person who was last seen with her, her boyfriend. James Dunmore was found July 18th, 2 days after Watts was last seen. He was unresponsive in her SUV in Anson County, about halfway between Moore County and Charlotte. WRAL has obtained court records that show Dunmore has been previously convicted in Virginia of abduction, stalking, and assault and battery. The abduction conviction from 2003 carried a maximum prison sentence of 5 years. Tonight's vigil for Watts is happening at 7 o'clock in Southern Pines.
People will come together later in Roxborough to remember two teenage best friends killed in a crash. The vigil is happening at the McDonald's on Madison Boulevard at 8:45 tonight. Authorities say Jordan Humphrey and Isaac Bowen were killed Saturday morning on Shiloh Road near Dorothy Brooks Lane. A driver in another car identified as Stephen Moore crossed over the center lane. Moore is facing several charges, including DWI. Investigators say three others were in the car with the teens, including Bowen's brother, Tyler. He's in the hospital recovering.
Wake County Sheriff's Office wants to know how a dog ended up with burns over 60% of its body. Animal Control says this dog, Choppa, disappeared from a home in Apex last Wednesday night. A day later, officers found the dog suffering from severe burns. Even with extensive emergency treatment, Choppa's condition worsened and he was humanely euthanized Friday. Authorities are asking anyone who may know what happened to Choppa to call the sheriff's office.
Today, a federal grand jury considering another indictment against former President Donald Trump is expected to reconvene in Washington, D.C. The grand jury is looking into alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump is predicting he will face charges in that case any day now. This comes as Mar-a-Lago's property manager was in federal court in Florida yesterday. Carlos de Oliveira is the newest co-defendant in the special counsel's criminal case, charging Trump and his staff with mishandling classified information. He did not enter a formal plea and was released on bond.
Meanwhile, Trump's efforts to stop a criminal investigation in Georgia have been rejected. A judge yesterday rejected a motion to disqualify Fulton County DA Fani Willis and to bury a special purpose grand jury report into alleged interference in the 2020 election. Willis is expected to present her case to a grand jury by September 1st. She says her work is accomplished and her team is ready to go.
Changes to the food assistance programs SNAP and WIC take effect today for millions of people across North Carolina. Several benefits exceptions that were made available through these programs during the pandemic are ending. Families receiving SNAP will now be required to recertify every 6 months instead of 12. When it comes to WIC, changes mean fewer options. This includes loosened restrictions coming to an end that allowed family to substitute brands. You can read more about the changes on the state's Department of Health website.
Today, new rules for Wake County parents who want a bigger say in what students are taught could be approved. The Wake County School Board will vote today on a new policy for parents' objections to books and other classroom materials. It includes organizing two groups that will consider a parent's complaint as well as an appeal process. The full school board would need to approve before the rules can take effect. And this comes as national debate grows over how much power parents should have over their child's education.
Tonight in National Night Out, police departments here and across the country will be hosting events to promote good relationships between law enforcement and the communities they serve. Raleigh, Chapel Hill, and Fayetteville Police are among the departments hosting block parties, cookouts, and other events tonight. Nearly 30 events are scheduled in Raleigh alone. You can find a full list of events on our website, WRAL.com, by searching National Night Out.
Right now on Fox 50, the U.S. women's national team is playing a crucial game in the World Cup facing Portugal, and they need a win or a tie to guarantee that they can advance to the next round. In the next hour, we'll break down the result of the game and what it means for the team's chances at a third straight World Cup championship. And then later this morning at 7, China and England will play in the Women's World Cup on Fox 50. Our news on Fox 50 at 7 will air on WRL News Plus. You can find that on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum Cable Channel 1257, or in the WRL app or your smart TV and mobile device.
The Mega Millions craze is growing this morning, or should we say Mega Billions? As of right now, the jackpot is an estimated $1.05 billion. If you match all the numbers, you could take home nearly $530 million in cash. You can watch the drawing live tonight right here on WREL. It is 4:38. Hearts are heavy this morning after the sudden passing of an up-and-coming actor. What we're learning about Angus Cloud's death and how people around the world are remembering the Euphoria star.
Plus, no rate hike. We are breaking down why health insurance premiums won't increase for thousands of people in the area.
And this is a live look outside at Raleigh. We will not hit 90 degrees. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking our chances for more rain and storms today.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
We're seeing quiet conditions out the door for this morning as we take a live look at Raleigh skyline. We have temperatures that are in the upper 60s right now as those winds move in out of the north and east. We are dry right now, but our rain chances are set to increase as we head into this afternoon, up to a 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms around 3 o'clock, and that will continue into the early evening. We do have a level 1 severe risk in place for our viewing area today, mainly for the Triangle and areas to the south and east. Temperatures for this afternoon will heat up into the upper 80s. The numbers that we're going to see today will be slightly below normal for this time of the year.
This morning, people are remembering actor Angus Cloud. Cloud is best known for playing Fez on HBO's Euphoria. He died Monday, according to a statement from his family. Cloud's breakout role came in 2019, playing a sweet-natured drug dealer on Euphoria. One of his castmates, Storm Reid, who played Gia on the show, posted a tribute on her Instagram Monday with the caption, "The tears just won't stop." Cloud's family says he lost his father last week and struggled with the loss. The cause of his death has not been determined. Angus Cloud was 25 years old.
Fans all over the world are mourning the death of actor Paul Reubens. The actor, best known as Pee-wee Herman, died Sunday night from cancer. He was 70. Reubens really was a huge piece of childhood for many people, especially those who grew up in the 80s, who have fond memories of Pee-wee's Playhouse and his big adventure.
Chapel Hill's new town manager will be on the job today. The town council appointed Chris Blue to the position last week. Today's his official start day. Blue has been serving as interim town manager since January. Before this role, he was chief of Chapel Hill Police Department for 12 years.
Today, Governor Roy Cooper is hosting an event to celebrate the state's title as CNBC's top state for business in 2023. CNBC gave North Carolina the honor last month for the second year in a row. The top ranking pointed out solid economic growth, a healthy housing market, and our highly educated workforce in the state. The governor is hosting business and education leaders for the celebration this afternoon at Central Piedmont Community College in Charlotte. One of the front runners in the race for governor in North Carolina in 2024 lost $50,000 to a scammer. Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein's campaign confirmed that a campaign vendor fell for a sophisticated scam, which was reported to the FBI. The campaign did not name the vendor or provide other details. The problem was revealed in a required campaign filing, which became public over the weekend. And it showed a $50,000 expense identified as a fraudulent wire transfer payment to an unknown entity. One of Stein's jobs as attorney general is to prosecute scammers and advise people how not to be a victim.
The owner of Taz's convenience store in downtown Raleigh is out of jail right now. Tazir Zarka has been indicted on second-degree murder charges after he was accused of stabbing 27-year-old Mark Garrity to death. He was released on a $1 million bond. Zarka is currently under electronic monitoring. Witnesses say Zarka attacked Garrity after accusing him of stealing from his store. Zarka faces a maximum sentence of life in prison and remains on that electric monitoring.
People who live in a Durham apartment complex are on edge after thieves broke into more than a dozen vehicles. The break-ins happened at the University Hill Apartments Sunday night into Monday morning. WRL spoke with one woman whose car was damaged. Her roommate broke the news to her as she was about to leave for school.
It was like our cars got broken into, and I was like completely shocked. I like didn't expect that at all. And then I looked around and I saw glass like everywhere, really.
This comes just a week after thieves broke into dozens of vehicles at the West End Apartments. That's about 10 minutes away. Police have not said if they've made any arrests.
Good news for the thousands of people across the area who are covered by the state health plan. If you're still working, your premiums will not go up in 2024. If you qualify for Medicare plans, the Humana plan will not increase either. Medicare recipients need to actively choose this plan during open enrollment. This is the last year Blue Cross Blue Shield will administer the state health plan. In 2025, control transfers to Aetna. Nissan is rolling out new technology that could help prevent children from dying in hot cars. Rear door assist technology is the industry's first system to use the car horn in addition to door sensors and a message display on the center panel. They all remind drivers to check the back seat after the vehicle is parked. The system monitors when a rear door is opened and closed before and after the vehicle is in motion. If a rear door was used before a trip but was not opened after the vehicle is parked, the system reminds the driver to check the rear seat.
Great feature. Churchill Downs will bring back horse racing in September after a weeks-long investigation into 12 horse deaths at the track. The track shut down racing shortly after the Kentucky Derby. They'll make a few changes when racing starts up on September 14th. Vets will get more resources for specialized horse care, and they will help in pre-race inspections. They will also use advanced analytics to identify at-risk horses. Johnson County Schools is helping families get ready for the coming school year with their summer information fair. The fair is happening from 1 to 7 today at Clayton Middle School, Smithfield Selma High, Princeton High, and West Johnston High. The event gives parents a chance to enroll their student, ensure their bus transportation, and get information about school nutrition and communication services.
4:47 the time right now. On the one hand, we do get a break from some of the heat we've been having, but that level one risk for severe weather still in place for today. Peter Sherwood in the WRN Severe Weather Center.
We're still out of the 90s. 87 will be the high temperature today, and we have a level one severe risk in place for our viewing area. We have this area of low pressure that is now off the coast of the Carolinas, but a lot of moisture still associated with this. We're seeing the cloud cover out there for this morning. Just on the northern edge, we could see some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms develop for this afternoon. So it's going to be mainly for our southern counties, especially after 12 o'clock. Likely to see those showers and thunderstorms develop, and they are going to be confined across some of our southern counties into the afternoon. So for the evening commute, plan for those showers and thunderstorms for the triangle and areas to the south and east. And then as we head into this evening, drier conditions will begin to move in. Tonight is going to be a quiet one. And then as we head into tomorrow, we're going to get an influence from a high pressure system that's to the north. That will allow us to see sunshine to start, and clouds will build in for the afternoon on Wednesday. But for the most part, we are going to stay mostly dry as we head into Wednesday. Our rainfall potential down to a 0% chance as we head into Wednesday afternoon. Conditions are going to pick up as we head into the end of the week, and for the weekend, a lot more moisture will build in. We're up to a 40% chance of rain as we head into Friday. Let's go ahead and check out the tropics, where we have this one area that we've been watching for the past 2 days now, or 3 days, I should say, since Sunday. Now with a 10% chance of development, we expect this to continue to weaken as it pulls away from the United States. And we also have this other system that is just towards the east of Bermuda. We expect this one to lift towards the north with a 40% chance of development within the next 2 days. As it continues to move to the north, it's going to have a really hard time in developing. And that is why the percentage is going down to a 40 and 50% chance, because conditions in this area is becoming a little bit weaker for it to develop into a tropical system. As we take a live look at our WRAL tower this morning, it is lit up red because we're expecting severe storms for this afternoon. By the afternoon, though, if you do want to head outside, just keep in mind those showers and thunderstorms will be rolling through, especially across the Sandhills, and temperatures will be in the 80s. So if you're going for your walk this morning, we expect readings in the 60s and 70s. Temperatures are going to be hot for today. Day, getting to 87 degrees by the afternoon, 88 for tomorrow. Likely to see those highs climb back into the 90s by the time we head into the weekend, getting to 95 degrees by Monday.
All right, the heat will return. PETA, thank you. New developments are surfacing this morning over Cardi B throwing her microphone into the audience. After the break, we'll explain why Las Vegas police are now involved, even though she was reacting to someone throwing water at her.
Plus, have you ever ordered food and it didn't look like the picture? That's what one man is doing after ordering from Taco Bell what he claims happened with his order. Orange County's outdoor concert series for families gets started tomorrow night. The Wind Down Wednesdays series is happening at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Shows will start at 6 each Wednesday evening in August. The series kicks off tomorrow night with a performance from Marie Vanderbeck's Jazz Trio.
Remember this video we showed you yesterday of Cardi B throwing her mic at a woman who tossed a drink at her? Well, now a police report has been filed in this incident in Las Vegas. According to police, a concert goer says she was hit with an object that was thrown from the stage during the Saturday show. As of right now, no arrests have been made and no charges have been filed.
Taco Bell customer is suing the fast food chain after the Mexican pizza he ordered didn't look like the picture on the menu. A class action suit filed in federal court accuses Taco Bell of false advertising. The man who filed the suit says his Mexican pizza didn't have the amount of beef and bean filling he was expecting from the ad. Taco Bell has not responded to the accusations.
And the man is from New York, and he hired lawyers who have a history of going after these chains for the false advertising, like McDonald's and Wendy's and the size of their burgers, as well as Whoppers for Burger King. So we'll see what happens with that. But they're asking people to join this lawsuit if you feel like you've been deceived from Taco Bell.
His history is following him.
Anyone in the mood for some hot chocolate in the middle of summer? Take a look at this semi-truck carrying 40,000 pounds of chocolate that caught fire. It happened in Colfax, California. The driver says his brakes caused the fire, which led to loads of melted chocolate. Luckily, no one was hurt.
Wow. If you want to take a look at the 2023 Carolina Panthers, and Charlotte is too much of a drive for you, catch Fan Fest right here on WREL Wednesday at 7 o'clock. You will see number one overall pick quarterback Bryce Young and the rest of the team practice to get you ready for the 2023 season. WREL's Pat Welter will be there to cover the event, and we'll have live reports before and after.
Police are still searching for a Moore County woman who disappeared 16 days ago. Coming up in our next half hour, Kelsey Coffey tells us about the vigil planned today for Alicia Watts.
And we have new video of the man accused of hitting six migrant workers with his car near Charlotte. What he told police happened right before the accident.
And we have a recall to tell you about. It pertains to Ford F-150s. We'll tell you about the potential issue drivers could have with the truck's parking brakes.